Donald Trump appears to be facing yet another indictment.
Oh my God, a sequel?
I don't know which number this, no, it's three or four at this point. Yeah, by the time this video goes up, it could have already happened. And for now, we just have the details on two cases that seem to be moving forward at a very rapid pace, which is pretty important at this point. Because the wheels of justice obviously move slowly and Trump is desperately trying to solidify himself as the Republican candidate for the 2024 presidential election so that he can just make all this stuff go away.
It's the cool thing about being president.
They let you get away with it. So for those of you keeping track, Trump has already been indicted twice so far. Once for the Stormy Daniels hush money case, where it was alleged that he falsified business records in order to pay off a porn star and avoid a scandal in the final weeks of his 2016 campaign. And the other indictment stems from the classified documents that were being stored, apparently in the bathroom, of the president's Mar-a-Lago home, and in some cases, just being shared by the former president. Hey, look at this.
Look at this. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Top secret, by the way.
Don't tell anyone.
I am admitting verbally that I am aware I shouldn't be showing you this, but I am.
A couple of Diet Cokes, please.
You want to see the Ark of the Covenant? It's in the shower.
They don't want me to show it to you.
So yeah, we actually have a late-breaking update to that specific case, the one with the documents. Late Thursday afternoon, an employee of Mar-a-Lago was charged in the classified documents case. A maintenance worker named Carlos de Oliveira was previously accused of one of the most comically devious ways to destroy evidence. He, quote, drained the estate's pool in October, which flooded a room containing the Florida club's surveillance footage.
Wow, you know these things happen.
Oh, geez. Oh, was that all of our surveillance footage?
Damn, crazy.
And yeah, just after that news broke, it was announced that Trump had been hit with another charge in that case, directly linked to the allegation that he destroyed that footage.
Or instructed someone to, yeah.
So that brings the total charges in the classified documents case to 32. But back to the latest, seemingly inevitable indictment, which would be the third indictment of the former president. Politico has a very handy page for tracking all this information, which is absolutely necessary at this point because of how much legal jeopardy Trump is in. I mean, Andy Warhol was right. In the future, Donald Trump will be indicted every 15 minutes.
It seems to be the case. Even while writing this, new stuff was popping up, and I had to go back and add things to it. So... just a wild time right now.
So yeah, the third indictment relates to his attempts to subvert the results of the 2020 election, including his role in the insurrection on January 6, 2021. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So the possible charges for this case are extremely serious and could include conspiracy to defraud the United States and inciting, assisting, or aiding an insurrection. They don't get to whip that law out very often, but when they do, it's very exciting.
It lands with a thud. with more on the third possible indictment, which, by the way, is news that is currently happening, like I said. So again, this might all be outdated by the time the video goes up. Here's CNN. Donald Trump's defense lawyers and special counsel Jack Smith met Thursday in Washington, D.C. without the former president's team getting any guidance about timing of a possible indictment, sources familiar with the matter told CNN. The meeting happened on the same day that the grand jury hearing evidence from the special counsel's probe into the election subversion efforts by Trump and his allies was seen at the federal courthouse. A court official said there will not be any grand jury indictment returns on Thursday. Grand jury proceedings are secret, and it's unclear what Thursday's developments mean for Smith's investigation. In seeking a meeting with Smith's team, Trump's lawyers hoped to at least delay any potential plans for the grand jury to hand up an indictment Thursday, people briefed on the plan said. Another source familiar with the legal team's thinking told CNN they also expected to discuss the logistics of how a potential indictment and arraignment of the former president would work. Quote, my attorneys had a productive meeting with the DOJ this morning, explaining in detail that I did nothing wrong, was advised by many lawyers, and that an indictment of me would only further destroy our country, Trump said on Truth Social.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
Trump's political and legal strategy has been to delay any possible trials, including until potentially after the 2024 election, and to put the Justice Department in an uncomfortable position where they are pursuing a prosecution of President Joe Biden's chief 2024 rival, even as primary voters are beginning to have their say.
So you might be asking yourself, okay, three indictments. That's a lot of indictments. Stop the indictments, please.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not finished yet, folks.
Nope.
Because still looming in the background of all of this are the potential charges and indictments for election interference in the state of Georgia. Oh, yeah. which could also come down at any moment.
Yeah.
In fact, barricades have already started going up around the Fulton County Courthouse, where the arraignment of the former president would hypothetically take place. Mm-hmm. Interesting that they're doing that right now.
You can tell when when something that does happen every 15 minutes, mm-hmm. there's clear indicators that that's going to happen. Like in New York and everywhere else, barricades start going up. President must be in town, former president. Yeah. And he's
in town for court.
In legal trouble again, I see.
So for a refresher on that case, once again, here's Politico's case tracker. In December 2020 and January 2021, Trump sought to overturn the result of the presidential election in the state of Georgia. Two recounts confirmed that President Joe Biden narrowly prevailed in the race for the state's 16 electoral votes. But Trump and his allies spread lies about voter fraud, urged Georgia officials to reverse Biden's win, and plotted to send fake electors to Washington. On January 2nd, 2021, Trump called Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and urged him to find 11,780 votes for Trump.
And in addition to that, the New York Times reported earlier this week that Rudolph Rudy Giuliani has conceded that while acting as a lawyer for former President Donald J. Trump, he made false statements by asserting that two Georgia election workers had mishandled ballots while counting votes in Atlanta during the 2020 election. All right, you got me. I literally made false statements while representing the fucking president.
In my defense, I had shoe polish all over my face and eyes.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
And I was shit-faced drunk.
I was completely wasted. That means I cannot be found guilty, right?
Yeah. I was busy with a lot of stuff, like just constant sexual harassment of one of my employees.
And crippling alcoholism.
Yeah.
So clearly, I have done no wrong.
Find me guilty, you know.
So yeah, if Trump is indicted for this and the previously mentioned January 6th charges, that would be four.
Woo!
Four indictments for the president. Elliot, put those fingers up. Number one, hush money for Stormy Daniels. Number two, the classified documents case. Number three, the insurrection case. And number four, the Georgia election interference case.
Woo!
And as we pointed out earlier, that's why he's trying so hard to delay all of this as much as possible. And also one of the many reasons that he is running for re-election despite being defeated back in 2020. If he is somehow elected once again, he could pardon himself for the federal crimes. And we're sure someone as cartoonishly corrupt as Trump could make the other state crimes disappear in some fashion.
That would officially be the point of decline of the American experiment, I'd say. I mean, I think we've been in decline for
crossed the Rubicon
for about 50 years
now,
but that would be the official, like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, I mean,
we tried.
To push this home even further, literally none of this has ever happened before.
Yeah.
We are watching one of the weirdest, potentially most corrupt moments in American political history play out live and set legal precedents for the future going forward. Like, this is history happening right now that we're living in, unfortunately. And it really seems as though more should be done. Maybe specifically within their own party regarding the presumptive candidate who is currently leading the polls by a pretty wide margin, in fact. And look, the one candidate that people thought might actually have a chance at defeating Trump, he's also fucking doomed. Like, there's no coming back from, like, Mr. DeSantis.
Even, you know, he was already doomed, and now it's like, oh, he's got a bunch of, like, fucking Nazi 4chan teenagers
on his
staff.
Well, no, he fired them.
Oh, whoops, is that a Sonnen Rand? How'd that get there? Oh, you're telling me that's a Nazi symbol? Oh, God.
I don't know. I was pretty hands-off.
I saw it on 4chan. I thought it was a cool symbol. How was I supposed to know of
it? It goes like this and like this.
I mean, Hitler did ruin a lot of cool-looking symbols.
That's right.
I gotta admit. But you don't put them in an ad for a political candidate in the United States. Unless you really are trying to send a message.
Also, when that first popped up, I was like, oh, what is this? This wouldn't excuse it at all. But I assumed, out of just, like, the cautiousness of whoever made this for the DeSantis campaign, put it up in, like, a flash second. Like
it flashes, and then it comes back.
No, it swirls. Yeah, it's
spinning there. Yeah, it's...
I expected the dick shot in Fight Club, and instead, it was very blatant.
Yeah, no, it's... I don't... he has been criticized for being way too online and his staff being way too online, and I'd say that's probably right. I don't think your average American is as obsessed with fighting against the woke mob as Ron DeSantis thinks they are.
We'll get to it, but he has changed his verbiage to from woke to just narrative now.
To a fake narrative.
That's right.
A false narrative.
Right.
And it wear it, paired it, create a narrative. Oh, sometimes I'll join again, they're creating a narrative. But you know, you actually now are in an era of narrative journalism. So it's all about what narrative they can spin. They want their narratives. This does not fit their narrative because they want to focus. So their narrative is to try to ding me in terms of their narratives. I mean, I've been the number one target archer from the narrative as well. And I got attacked for doing that at the time. So their narrative.
I think the polling has shown that the word woke is now just like,
oh,
not working.
It has kind of lost all meaning. So great job, everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, Ron DeSantis seems to be absolutely cooked. Who could have seen this coming? His poll numbers are tanking. He's in way over his head in virtually every aspect of his seemingly doomed campaign. The financial backers are pulling out, and he just fired dozens of staffers, including one, the one who created that video promoting the governor that included just blatant Nazi imagery in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this all comes during a time where the nation's perception of Florida has probably never, ever been lower. Mostly because of the policies that DeSantis has enacted, including the new standards of education in the state that apparently teach students that, you know, that black people, they kind of benefited from slavery because they were taught like useful skills. And then once they were emancipated, well, that's like free college. I mean,
this is
I didn't
so
get free college.
Egregious that like even conservatives were distancing themselves from this.
It's just fucking stupid. If you even like think about it for more than 2 seconds, it's like, wait. So how long was slavery in effect in this country? Oh, a pretty long time. How many of the total number of slaves over those hundreds of years got to experience the job training in slavery and then a life post-slavery?
No, you don't understand.
Not that many.
The plantations were like trade schools.
But yeah, even if that's true, like fucking, I don't know, 5% of the total slaves ever in the U.S. got to actually put their job training to use in, and they all did quite well out there on their own, didn't they? Oh, wait, they didn't because this didn't just immediately end discrimination of black people as soon as they banned slavery. There was actually decades upon decades more of Jim Crow right after that. What?
Just hearing about
that. That's crazy. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. This is so stupid. It makes me so fucking mad.
It's infuriating.
Slavery was bad. Admit it. It's
just
okay.
Just say it. You could just say slavery was bad.
You love talking about how you didn't personally commit slavery.
So just say that it's bad.
So it shouldn't be any problem.
Why are you trying
to
reframe it as a positive? It doesn't make any sense if you actually are trying to be clear about how bad it was.
Anyway, here's NBC News. The Florida State Board of Education's new standards includes controversial language about how slaves develop skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit.
Could!
According to a 216-page document about the state's 2023 standards in social studies, posted by the Florida Department of, finger quotes here, education.
Yeah.
Florida Department of Miseducation.
Luckily for the rest of the country, DeSantis' policy positions, distinct lack of riz, and in some cases blatant promotion of fascist ideology have shockingly worked against him in his bid to become the Republican candidate for the 2024 presidential election. And his campaign is now struggling where it matters most in this big, dumb country. It's finances.
Yeah, his bank account's all like, hungry. Feed me money. Where my money?
Earlier this month, reports were circulating that indicated that the Murdochs had started to sour on the candidate. Quote, Rupert's understandable worry is that we may end up being stuck with Trump anyway, a senior Fox source tells Rolling Stone, and DeSantis is underperforming. Anybody can see that. And the Murdochs, they're seeing it too. This reporting is based on conversations with two people who speak to the Murdochs, three well-placed sources at Fox, and three others briefed on the situation. According to two of the sources, Murdoch has privately winced at DeSantis' nonstop cultural grievance strategy, arguing that it is being executed sloppily. They are transactional and can smell a loser a mile away.
P.U.
One Fox insider bluntly assesses, referring to Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch and top Fox News executives.
Something stinks. And it smells like loser in here.
Rhonda stinky.
Yeah, and then, I mean, being a loser anywhere, stinky, but being a loser in Florida, oh my gosh.
He's got that swamp ass.
Don't even come inside without having a shower, Ron.
Mm-mm.
You're gonna make the whole house smell like loser. Anyway, following these reports, many large GOP donors seem to be putting holds on their funding of the DeSantis campaign and potentially focusing on other candidates, including Tim Scott, Tim the Virgin Scott.
That's right.
Of South Carolina, who has been meeting with mega donors recently.
But still won't get laid. He refuses.
Actually, I think he did admit that he did eventually get laid.
So he said.
But he's still a bachelor, ladies.
Yeah.
Politico adds that these meetings come amid widespread angst among wealthy GOP backers about the emerging 2024 field, and DeSantis' bumpy start in particular. Many high-dollar donors in Trump's native New York City have tired of the former president and worry about his general election chances. But they say their faith in the Florida governor has been shaken by early campaign missteps and his hardline positions on abortion, transgender rights, and other culture war issues. They fear time is running out for anyone else to break through.
So they gotta go with the virgin. Former virgin. She goes to a different school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was voluntarily celibate, by the way, not an incel.
I want to be clear.
So in response to potential financial woes, the DeSantis campaign recently fired more than a third of his campaign staff in order to remain financially solvent.
And a couple of bad eggs in there, too.
It seems like
a couple of bad eggs.
It really is so perfect that him and Elon Musk chose to,
join forces?
Cross paths in the way they did.
They formed an X.
They did.
It's ex-politician soon. One staffer in particular that was laid off, a speechwriter named Nate Hotchman, was apparently the person behind a recent promotional video for DeSantis that featured that blatant Nazi imagery in it. Here's local outlet The Orlando Sentinel with more. Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign fired a speechwriter who retweeted a video with a Nazi symbol superimposed over DeSantis' face, according to reports. But Axios reported that the now former staffer, Nate Hotchman, actually made the video himself. Hotchman, quote, created the video on his own and shared it through a pro-DeSantis Twitter account, Axios reported, referring to the DeSantis Cams account.
Too online, you're too online.
Cringe.
Your average voter does not know what a fucking fan cam is. Stop it.
The video ended with an image of silhouetted soldiers marching toward a giant red Sonnenrad, a wheeled symbol used by the SS in Nazi Germany and neo-Nazi groups today. DeSantis' face and the Florida state flag were superimposed into the center of the Sonnenrad wheel. Hotchman retweeted the video, but it was deleted shortly afterwards, and early reports could not initially confirm that a DeSantis staffer had boosted it. The Florida Democratic Party seized on the issue, with Chair Nikki Fried referring to recent neo-Nazi rallies in Florida and stating that DeSantis, quote, has been given every chance to denounce neo-Nazis and what they stand for, and he refuses to do it. Just like with the slavery thing, it's very easy to just say, Nazis are bad, and I don't want them supporting my campaign.
Well, you know, the Jews learned a lot of valuable skills in the concentration camps.
He's kind of saying the same thing if you tie that to American slavery. It's...
Yeah, I mean, some of them died. Who's to say how many? I don't know. But, and speaking of...
It was
6 million.
It's glaring that he simply refuses to just say these things are bad.
Yeah, it's similar with, Trump was like this, too. And... I mean, even if you are depending on straight up fucking fascists to help you, with the voting, still seems like something you should, at least give the appearance of not approving.
Yeah,
of, like
in the GOP secretive mindset, it's like, well, they're going to support it anyway.
Right.
Why come out and refuse to say anything negative about them.
I mean, because even if you do, they're just going to be like, all right, Ron.
Yeah, exactly. Like, whereas...
The fact that he can't even give, a token, disavowal is very interesting.
Well, Trump was the same way. He refused to, disavow the people at Charlottesville and also had mentioned and actually disavowed David Duke previously in his life, but then by the time he was a candidate, was like, oh, I don't know, I never heard of this guy, but I love people that support me, don't I, folks?
He seems to like me, so he can't be wrong about everything, can he?
Yeah, insane.
So, while we're on the topic of DeSantis, he should probably focus on his own fucking state instead of running for president, which is doomed to fail, because the water in the Gulf of Mexico is as hot as a goddamn jacuzzi. and they're about to enter hurricane season. Insurers are pulling out of the state. He was recently in a car accident. No one's showing up to his campaign events across the country. He recently stated that he would be open to giving anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist and total fucking weirdo Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a role in the FDA or the CDC. And he brought the images of Puddin' Ron back into people's minds because he keeps saying the proof is in the pudding during interviews.
Republican voters see you as less and less electable. What do you say to that analysis?
Well, I don't think it's true. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Again,
why are you bringing up pudding, sir?
Because staffers are like, lean into it, you know, embrace it. Mm-hmm. And that way it shows that it doesn't affect
well,
you, sir.
If you keep saying it, then when people search Ron DeSantis pudding, there's all these other quotes that show up above the story about you eating pudding with your hands and just rubbing it all over your face like a child eating its own shit. Whoo! So the one thing DeSantis does have going for him, though, is that he's not 80 goddamn years old. We are in a gerontocracy,
that's
folks.
That's right, yeah.
That word saw a massive spike in...
And we get to it.
Okay, so this week, we got two more rage-inducing examples of America's fucked-up obsession with elderly politicians. And we will get to those in just a second, but let's calm down and thank today's sponsor first.
We had to find a break at some point in the video, and before we get into mocking old people, I think now is the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's a seamless transition for our beloved sponsor. I love the food, by the way.
This episode is brought to you by Depends. No, it's not.
We're all worked up. It's time to eat, baby. Factor is today's sponsor. And now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for sunny, active days. Meals that are so easy to prepare, even a geriatric could do it. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your doorstep. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals. Too busy with summer plans to cook, but want to make sure you're still eating well? With Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality that you need.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back outside and soak up the warm weather, but not too much. Looking for calorie-conscious options this summer? Try delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Elevate eating at home with their new upscale surf and turf and surf and surf meal options like roasted garlic, filet mignon and shrimp, and Cajun spice shrimp and salmon. Choose from 34 plus chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options featuring premium ingredients such as broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus.
Plus, you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato, bacon, and egg breakfast skillet. Or, for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. This July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without all that hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. Head to factormeals.com/newsdump50 and use code newsdump50 to get 50% off. That is code newsdump50 at factormeals.com/newsdump50 to get 50% off. Check them out.
Okay, back to the news now. And yeah, Mitch McConnell, old Mitch, he had to be rebooted.
Yeah.
In front of the press earlier this week when he approached a podium, talked a little bit, and then something happened.
Mm-hmm.
He either froze up, his brain glitched, he had maybe some kind of stroke, maybe he shit himself. Maybe he was just plain disassociating. But something went wrong, and he just sort of stood there, silently staring into the void for an extended period of time that felt like ages.
Clearly, looking like that dog staring at the cupcakes.
Yeah. Clearly unable to retreat into his shell to collect himself. And he needed to be taken away by fellow politicians and staffers. But yeah, at his age, it could have been anything at all. The man is 81 years old. What the fuck is he doing in charge of any part of the U.S. government? Anyway, but first, here's the video of what happened.
This week has been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of...
Okay, Mitch. Anything else you want to say, or should we just go back to your office? Mm-hmm. Do you want to say anything else to the press? Let's go back to you. Go ahead, John.
I didn't hear any shitting noises, so I think we can scratch that.
There were no shortage of people adding farting and shitting and diarrhea noises to this video footage. Yeah. So those versions are out there.
All right. Well, now here's some details about this story from the New York Times.
Senator Mitch McConnell, the longtime Republican leader who had a serious head injury in a fall earlier this year, froze mid-sentence during an appearance at his weekly news conference in the Capitol on Wednesday and was briefly escorted away from the microphones to recover. In what seemed to be a medical episode, Mr. McConnell, 81, appeared to lose his train of thought when beginning his remarks on a pending Pentagon policy bill and was unable to continue speaking. Colleagues and aides waited a few awkward moments before intervening, taking the senator by the arm and leading him away from the microphones. They declined to elaborate on his medical status, including whether he had been examined by a physician in the aftermath of the episode.
And he's a pretty rough 81. I mean, he's the same age as Joe Biden. And I mean, I wouldn't say Joe Biden is the healthiest man on earth, but he's looking pretty good for his age. Definitely on the healthier side. Mitch McConnell looks like he's 90, closer to that.
Mitch McConnell also frequently falls.
He's always got bruises and shit on him. He's got, yeah.
He fell at the airport earlier this month. Apparently face planted.
Yeah, no, he got a fucking concussion.
He has to be rolled around in a wheelchair in crowded areas so he doesn't trip over stuff.
He's so old he had polio as a child.
Yeah. So things are going great.
But on the other side of the aisle, our own geriatric Dianne Feinstein of California, who we have been begging to step down for years, personally. Yeah. Every time she's been primaried, I always vote for whoever's running against her. I don't care.
Anybody
give a
shit. But you.
Yeah. But yeah, especially in recent months, the signs are all there. Please, please. But yeah, she's had clear cognitive decline and has spent weeks away from doing her fucking job in DC. It's a problem. She made headlines late this week when she had to be coached into doing her job and giving the proper vote on a defense appropriations bill in the Senate. Yeah. Here's CNN with that. Senator Dianne Feinstein had to be corrected and told to vote during a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing on Thursday. The California Democrat, who has been in frail health following a shingles diagnosis in the spring, has appeared confused at times since her return to the Capitol. Feinstein, who at 90 is the oldest member serving in the U.S. Senate, has faced questions about her health in recent years, and members of her own party called on her to resign her Senate seat after an extended absence earlier this year following the shingles diagnosis. She returned to Washington in June.
The article continues, during Thursday's hearing, Feinstein was meant to cast her vote on the defense appropriations bill, requiring her to say A or nay when her name was called. When she didn't answer, Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington State tried to prompt her. Say A, she said, repeating herself three times to Feinstein. Feinstein then started to read from prepared remarks and was interrupted by an aide whispering in her ear. Yeah, Murray said once again, just say A. Okay, just, Feinstein replied. A, Murray repeated once more. Then Feinstein sat back in her chair. A, she said, casting her vote.
Yeah, she seemed to think that this wasn't like the voting phase because she started like reading from the
prepared remarks.
Yeah, like, it's not
didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Clearly,
she was also
completely
when she got back from her, little vacation, she also got like lost in the Capitol. Look, this is not fair to her, to anyone in the country. This is
karma wise.
This is insane.
Maybe,
but she should be at 90 years old. If you've survived that long, please just relax somewhere.
That's why these politicians are absolute freaks. Because any normal person would be like,
I'm not fucking
working.
Why the
fuck am I flying back and forth across the country constantly to work in the fucking U.S. Senate? I'm old as shit. I'm going to spend time with my family and enjoy the last remaining years of my life.
I'm assuming she has like a bunch of grandchildren that she could be spending
time. Great grandchildren.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? What are we doing? This is detrimental to our democracy. And also, we get into it, but another problem with this is that the people that are running the country are sending it down a path that they don't have to live to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, obviously, McConnell and Feinstein, both these issues back to back in 1 week. They led many in this country to frantically Google the word gerontocracy, according to reporting from Ken Klippenstein for The Intercept. Here's a few quotes from his article, which is linked in the description below.
Yeah. After Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell froze mid-sentence during a press conference Tuesday, Google searches for the term gerontocracy, oligarchical rule by the elderly, spiked, according to Google Trends. At age 81, McConnell is one of a rapidly growing cohort of political leaders over 70 on Capitol Hill. The average age in Congress has increased sharply over the past several decades. Whereas in the 1980s, only about 5% of Congress was over 70, now almost 25% is. Yelena Biberman, a political scientist and Atlantic Council senior fellow, has said that it is very concerning that there is an entire cohort of very old politicians at the highest levels of the federal government. The age trend extends beyond just Congress. At age 80, Joe Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history. Polling data reviewed by NBC found that 44% of Democratic primary voters believe Biden should not run for re-election, many citing his age. Likewise, former President Donald Trump, the current frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, is 77 years old. In 2017, Vox reported that a pharmacist had filled Alzheimer's prescriptions for members of Congress. And look, just to further drive this home, to put some numbers, some real numbers behind this, according to the most up-to-date data, the average age of the 118th Congress is, this is the average age, 58 years old. A year younger than the 117th Congress.
Okay.
Now, comparatively, the median age of Americans, according to the most recent census data, is 38 years old. So the average age across all the members, 58, which is legitimately, like, for the people this matters to, twice as old as they are.
Yeah, a lot of people have pointed out that, I mean, it wasn't the reason. There was obviously many reasons. But this was definitely one factor in the fall of the Soviet Union was that by the 1980s, like, everybody running that country was old as shit.
Mm-hmm. It is, again, the biggest problem, aside from the clear cognitive decline of many of the members, is the fact that people are writing laws and guiding the future of a country they will not live to see, whether that be the good parts or, more likely, all of the consequences.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are just guaranteeing the wealth of their direct family members and friends. Instead of worrying about the planet burning to death.
Yeah. Why would I get into politics if I can't get rich? Anyway, now it's time for some updates, and unfortunately, we called it again.
Yeah.
In at least a few previous episodes, we made mention that something bad was probably going to eventually come out regarding that miracle drug, Ozempic, that was gaining massive popularity as a weight loss solution in this country. And it looks like the house of cards might start to fall soon, because some patients are reporting some very bad side effects after months of using the prescription injection, which was initially intended to be used to treat diabetes. Here's CNN. Joni Knight has a message for anyone considering drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy, which have become popular for the dramatic weight loss they can help people achieve. I wish I never touched it. I wish I'd never heard of it in my life, said Knight, 37, of Angie, Louisiana. This medicine made my life hell. So much hell. It has cost me money. It has cost me a lot of stress. It has cost me days and nights and trips with my family. It's cost me a lot, and it's not worth it. The price is too high.
Brenda Allen, 42, of Dallas, feels the same way. Her doctor prescribed Wegovy for weight loss. And even now, being off the medication for almost a year, I'm still having a lot of problems, Allen said. She said she was at urgent care recently after vomiting so much that she became dehydrated. Knight and Wright have been diagnosed with severe gastroparesis, or stomach paralysis, which their doctors think may have resulted from or been exacerbated by the medication they were taking, Ozempic. Wright said she has also been diagnosed with cyclic vomiting syndrome, which causes her to throw up multiple times a day.
But hey, you look great, don't you?
You're gonna love the way you look. Now, this also comes amidst a report from Reuters that claims that the factory that produces the injection pens for Wegovy has been, quote, plagued by sterile safety failures.
So yeah, the factory that fills the self-injection pens for booming weight loss drug Wegovy has repeatedly breached U.S. sterile safety rules in recent years, and staff have failed to perform required quality checks, a Reuters review of regulatory documents shows. The breaches at Catalent, the Wegovy pen filler, were found by inspectors from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration who visited the plant in Brussels in October 2021 and August 2022 to check on its compliance with manufacturing regulations, according to detailed FDA reports on the inspections obtained by Reuters under Freedom of Information laws. There is no evidence that Catalent's compliance failures resulted in harm to users of Wegovy. However, the inspectors said the lapses at the plant, which fills syringes for pharmaceutical clients, represented the most serious form of violations, according to the reports, which show Catalent shut the facility down twice between the two inspections.
So, at the very least, just stay cautious out there with your seemingly harmless rapid weight loss treatments.
Yeah, apparently it's gotten very, very popular among celebrities, which makes sense because they're, you know, if they're even 5 pounds overweight, like, people are very, very mean to them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, as soon as I started hearing about this drug being, like, just popular, it's like, yeah, you just lose weight. It's crazy. I'm like, we're going to find out some fucking horrible shit about this.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to come this soon, though.
Yeah.
Stomach paralysis. Sounds bad.
It does. Well, finally today, we have two back-to-back updates to the ongoing Elon Musk saga that has consumed the world. And first, let's just do a silly one. And this is nothing new. It's just something that was pointed out based on a tweet or a zeet that Elon Musk sent out earlier this week. Turns out, as we've been saying, Elon Musk, not exactly, despite that wealth, the smartest man in the world.
He's no Robert Oppenheimer.
He's a Floppenheimer. He doesn't even know how to make a damn Pop-Tart. In a response to a tweet, or a zeet,
a shit.
Earlier, shit, earlier this week, where Musk boldly stated that, quote, we should stop making our appliances so smart, lead editor of Mashable, Mike Pearl, quote tweeted, adding, what he means is he's too stupid to use literally any appliance. And he pointed to a quote from a book about the early days of SpaceX called Liftoff, which spoke of an incident between Elon Musk and a toaster. The ultimate battle.
Who would win?
You thought Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg was going to be entertaining? Wait till you get a load of Musk versus the toaster. The brave little toaster.
Have to be brave going up against a guy like Elon.
Here you go.
Elon comes down and he walks over to the breakfast bar and he picks up a package of Pop-Tarts, Thompson said. And the funniest thing to me was the fact that most of us take Pop-Tarts for granted. He was transfixed. This was like a scene out of 2001 A Space Odyssey when the apes examined the monolith. It was clearly the most fascinating thing he had seen that morning. Eventually, Musk realized that Pop-Tarts were best enjoyed toasted. So he opened a package and put two of them into the toaster, Thompson said. Only Musk made the rookie mistake of inserting the pastries horizontally rather than vertically. When they popped back up, he had to stick his fingers into the toaster to grab his breakfast. This was a problem, and at about 6 in the morning, Musk proceeded to scream at full volume, "Fuck! It burns! Fuck! It burns!" Two older ladies at the front desk nearby watched in mortified silence.
Do we help this man, or probably? Let's just let him keep on discovering things.
So he 100% does not know how to do laundry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is a thing that I was not aware until, like, this past year, that it is extremely common among men in this country to
specifically conservative men, yeah,
to just not know how to, like, run the dishwasher, run the washing machine.
Anything that they consider ladies' work,
yeah,
is completely,
which is wild because it's like
foreign to them.
Beep, bop, boop. It's a machine. It does all the work. It's not hard.
Yeah, you're not out there with a thing in, yeah, a bucket, like, rubbing clothes,
yeah,
together.
Yeah, it's just like all these conservative dudes.
But even if you were, you're just rubbing clothes,
like,
together,
oh,
with,
my
soap,
God, my wife,
and hanging it up.
My wife went on vacation. I had to call her to ask her how to run the fucking dryer. It's like, wow, it's fucking embarrassing. You should be embarrassed.
Yeah. Simply incredible stuff. But now that he learned the hard way, he's probably showing it off frequently. Like, hey, have you seen these Pop-Tarts?
Look at
this.
Let
me show you how it's done. Beep, yeah, bop, boop.
You put them in actually vertical.
A lot of people make this mistake, yeah, not just me. But they like them toasted? Then I should make them toasted too. Mm-hmm. So let's check in on how things are going with X, or the app formerly known as Twitter. Are the brands coming back yet? Are they back? Have they returned? Well, they better get back here, or Elon is going to punish them by taking away their precious verification badges. We talked about it in yesterday's episode, but if they do start buying ads on Elon's platform, they also might run into some greater risks, which is having their brand directly associated with racist, anti-Semitic, and in some cases, violent content. Here's Engadget. As reported by Media Matters, brands such as Honeywell, Discovery, Showtime, and USA Today are having their ads placed alongside tweets from the National Socialist Network account, a neo-Nazi group that actively advocates for violence and terrorism. A job recruitment ad for the U.S. Border Patrol also appeared on the page. It's clear that not only is X still allowing hate groups to exist on the platform, it's allowing them to monetize their tweets. The National Socialist Group's leader, Thomas Sowell, was found guilty of recklessly causing injury and array following a 2021 attack. Other members of the group have pleaded guilty to possessing documents and records of information for terrorist acts. Yet, the group's Twitter account is still active. And apparently, all the brand's very cool advertisements are running right there alongside it. And this is just one of the most notable examples of this happening, because if you go down the rabbit hole, it's not long before you see ads attached to other horrific stuff.
Also this week, Elon personally reinstated a QAnon account that got banned for posting extremely fucked up child content.
CSM, yeah. I think is the term, right?
Yeah.
Without Elon... us getting like in trouble on YouTube.
Yeah,
his
account was suspended for obvious reasons, and then yeah. Elon's like, no, you know, we removed the post.
Welcome back.
Okay, interesting.
Huh, logging into my banking and finance app, and things seem to be weird over here.
Weirdest bank I've ever used.
Yeah.
So things appear to be going great. And we were sure that Linda Yaccarino, the one behind the scenes running things clearly, is having the time of her life.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in her various conversations with major advertisers throughout her day.
They're probably telling her things about her own company that she doesn't even know.
This is the first I'm hearing this.
He did what?
Oh, that's just, he's just being Elon.
Exciting.
Anyways, that's it for this week's episode of News Dump. We'll be back soon with Weekly Weird News, but in the meantime, make sure you like the video. And we'll wait. Okay, there you go. Yeah, you click the button. The confetti went out. Everyone's happy. We're happy. You're happy. Leave a comment if you want. Reply to a comment. Engage with the video. We really appreciate you being here and watching our videos. If you want more, we do have a recent video that covers a lot of the updates on the X stuff, including the guilty plea of one Razzle Khan.
That's right.
The Crocodile of Wall Street, Versace Bedouin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want more of a rundown on the X stuff, we have another video from earlier in the week. Watch both of those, and we'll be back with weird news for ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.